Starting lineup getting announced to a capacity crowd here at Opie High School. Opie set to take on the Burlingame Bearcats, and these starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. For the Burlingame Bearcats in their road purple uniforms, Bearcats across the chest in white numbers. 5'8 senior Andrew Zeller, the 6'3 senior Lance Noonan, 5'9 freshman Dane Winters, 6' junior Matthew Heckman, and the 6'8 senior Trevor Quaney. Now for the Opie Eagles, looking for their 14th state championship appearance. 6'1 junior Truman Bailey, 6' senior Derek Colting, 6' senior Damon Redeker, 6'1 senior Ted Skowski, and the 5'8 senior Eli Foraker. Once again, these starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. Tegan, your keys to tonight's contest.
Well, Opie has to play their style. I mean, they like to come out pretty hot, heavy, and fast, and they like to start scoring right off the bat. Very technical. They kind of look for their openings. They don't really rush it. They just come out with a lot of ferocity. That's what they need to do if they want to start off and end on a high note. For Burlingame, they have to control their zone. They can't let Opie just walk in and have their way all over the court. They're going to have to use some of that muscle. They're going to have to use the obvious height advantages that they have in Trevor Quaney to be able to muscle their way through this one. If they're able to kind of have their way with Opie and push them around, they've got the win.
Quaney and Derek Colting to the half-court circle, ready to get this one underway. Dan Schirling, David Johnson, and Jerry Mitchell will be the officials tonight. Dan Schirling joins them in that circle, and he'll throw it up in the air, blows the whistle, and we are underway here. Quaney winning the opening tip into the hands of Andrew Zeller. Eagles will get into a man-to-man defense. In the right corner, the Heckman picks up his dribble on the wing. Looking for an open player, and he'll find Quaney, high right elbow. He'll look to drive on Ted Skowski. Ball screened to Lance Noonan. He'll get it down the right block. Comes to a jump stop. Kick back out to Zeller. These two teams matched up. Line kind of leaks semifinals. 67-36 victory for the Eagles. Jumper by Andrew Zeller on the right elbow is missed. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ted Skowski. Of course, the very first contest was forfeited by Burlingame, and then Burlingame was without Noonan and Zeller in that Lyon County League matchup. Zeller has it on the inbound in the corner of the winners. Of course, he had the heroic last-second shot to beat Madison, and a fadeaway jumper by Quaney falls through. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line looking for one more. That's going to be big for the Eagles to stay out of foul trouble. They've been pretty efficient all season long, and the Eagles defeating Colony Crest on Thursday, 76-19. And one missed by Quaney. The Bearcats were 7-for-7 on Thursday from the foul line. Eagles with their first offensive set in the ball game, trailing things 2-0, 7:20 to play in the first quarter. Skowski swings it right side to Foraker on the wing. Man-to-man defense by the Burlingame Bearcats to start things off. Foraker picks up his dribble on the foul line, trying to find an open defender, getting close to a five-second call, finds Derek Colting, fadeaway jumper from left elbow. Off the back of the rim, no good. Fighting for the offensive board, Truman Bailey, he'll fire it back from the elbow. It's missed. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Matthew Heckman. The Eagles will maintain possession. And when I say a capacity crowd, it is standing room only.
Yeah. Here.
The Bearcats traveling very well from Burlingame. They know what's at stake for not only their boys, but also for their girls' program. Fadeaway jumper from the elbow by Damon Redeker. Follows his own shot off the glass and good. We're tied at 2 apiece, 6:44 to play in the opening quarter.
That's just the first make on 4 attempts there. So Opie not shooting quite as efficiently as they normally do right off the hop, but give credit to Burlingame.
Heckman being aggressive, dribble drive. We'll throw up a right-handed layup that's off the mark. Rebound to the Eagles. Bailey in the half court now. Back to Damon Redeker at the top of the key. They'll call for a ball screen. Tetskowski giving it. Pick and roll. Nothing there. Redeker, nice drive, and it's rejected off the backboard by Trevor Quaney. It'll go back to the Bearcats. Outlet pass to Andrew Zeller at half court, and they'll get into their man-to-man offense against this Eagle defense. And we're going to have a hand check on Eli Foraker. Andrew Zeller on the drive. That's the Eagles' second foul of the contest. Foraker's first. Zeller to inbound. They'll go to the corner to Trevor Quaney. Now on the wing, hand it back to Zeller and set up their offense. Opie student section joined by some Madison Bulldogs. I see Bryson Turner, Gavin Ish, Drew Stutzman, and Trace Daniels in green and gold. Pass poked away from Zeller, but into the hands of Noonan. He's at the elbow, now blocked, fade away, falling away on the baseline, is missed, overshot, and it's a rebound to Damon Redeker.
Both teams now 1 of 4 from the field.
Redeker, elbow jumper, good. Damon with 4 points. The Eagles lead 4-2, 5.5 to play in the first.
Let me correct that. Sorry, Olpe shooting 1 of 5, now 2 of 6. Burlingame, 1 for 4.
Zeller defended by Damon Redeker, now in the hands of Heckman. In the corner of the Quaney. Quaney looking to drive. He'll dribble to the right elbow. Fadeaway jumper there. It's missed. Rebound poked around and into the hands of Damon Redeker.
Sixth rebound for the Eagles. Crashing the boards hard here to start.
And Redeker gets his pocket picked by Andrew Zeller. Breakaway layup the other side. And he got a little bit too underneath of the bottom of the basket. And he bangs it off the bottom of the rim. Outlet pass to Truman Bailey on the rebound by the Eagles. Looking to catch the Bearcat defense in transition. Holting gets knocked to the floor from Quaney. He gets the shot to fall through. The Eagles lead 6-2, 6-0 run here with 4:49 to play in the first. Winners at the point, defended by Foraker. Goes right side to Heckman on the wing. They'll look to lob inside to Quaney. Quaney will post up against Ted Skowski. Look to drive, dribbles around him. Eli Foraker is going to get a jump ball on Trevor Quaney. Alternate possession will go back to the Eagles. Darren Hines and Blake Redeker already coming off the bench for that deep bench that Coach Schmidt's been blessed with this year.
Great job by Eli. He saw his opportunity, reached in, grabbed a hold of that ball, manages to get a possession for his team. That's a good play.
Blake Redeker has it on the wing. Now at the foul line, left side to Hines. Hines will go to the right elbow. Skip it over to Bailey. Now in the corner to Blake Redeker. Thought about a three. Pump fake drive. He'll pick up an offensive foul. Dane Winters sliding over there, generating the contact from Blake Redeker. That'll be Blake's first, team's third.
That'll go down as the second turnover for Olpe. Thus far, Burlingame, none.
Eagles will apply some backcourt pressure on the inbound. Damon Redeker defending Dane Winters, but Winters gets it from Heckman. They'll back off into a half-court man-to-man set.
You got to think Olpe's got a very close eye on Dane Winters. He might have been scoreless until the last second of the ball game Thursday, but that doesn't mean they're not taking him as a serious threat.
Heckman on the wing, up top to Noonan. Thought about a three, now to the right elbow. Back out to Winters. Winters will get a ball screen from Noonan. Now at the foul line, skipped in the corner of the Zeller. Zeller driving left baseline, nothing there. One-handed pass up top to Winters. Now at the elbow. Now back to Zeller in the corner. Calls for a ball screen from Noonan. He gets it. Now Zeller at the mid lane. Kicked in the corner to Heckman. Ball fake. Now jumper from 10 feet away is good with a 6-foot junior, Matthew Heckman.
That was a great move by Burlingame. They drove inside instead of trying to take the long-range shot over the hands of Holting and just a few other guys that have really been in their faces. They decided to try and take it to them. It worked.
Opie leading Burlingame 6-4, make it 8-4 as Derek Holting has his fourth point of the night. Eagles lead 8-4 now, 3:18 to play. Holting led the Eagles in scoring on Thursday with 20. Winners now in the half court. Pass nearly stolen away by Bailey, but in the hands of Heckman. Darren Hines going for a steal, but Quaney gets it, fires a three at the top of the key. It's short, fighting for the offensive rebound. And I think they're going to call a hold against the Eagles. That's going to go against Darren Hines. That's his first, team's fourth. Garrett Cole, the 6-foot junior in for the Eagle lineup, substituting out Truman Bailey. 3:05 to play in the first quarter. Eagles leading the Bearcats 8-4. Zeller lob up top, and it's going to be stolen away by Blake Redeker. Breakaway layup opportunity off the glass, too strong. Cole with an offensive board. He'll try and find Holting on the opposite block. It's put on the floor and stolen away by Zeller.
Zeller took some punishment on the floor fighting for that one.
Zeller's got it now from Dane Winters in the half court over to Quaney on the left elbow. He'll turn and face. Be picked up at the left elbow. Now back to Heckman. Heckman lob inside, way too strong for Noonan. And it'll go in the hands of Damon Redeker, the second turnover of the ball game, the Burlingame. Redeker, fadeaway jumper. That's Damon, and he's got his sixth point of the ball game. Lead out 10-4, 2:25 to play in the opening quarter.
When Damon starts shooting that little step-back jumper right there from past the foul line, that means he's starting to get comfortable. That is a bad, bad sign for Burlingame. They're going to have to put some pressure on him.
Heckman on the wing. Nice crossover to create some space.
Oh,
an
nice
even
move.
Better move, and he has a layup. breaking the Eagles streak. Heckman's got four. 10-6 our score, 2 minutes to play in the first.
That was a beautiful little crossover. You don't usually see a crossover move like that close to the basket on the post, but that was just a great move. They never saw it coming.
Damon Redeker bounce pass to Derek Colton. He's at the foul line, picks up his dribble. He'll find Garrett Cole on the wing. Ball screen from Holting. Now back to Holting on the left wing. Fires a left wing three. It's off the mark. Garrett Cole with another offensive board. Blake Redeker fadeaway jumper on the left baseline. Well short. Rebound to Quaney.
Well, they're not capitalizing on all of them, but Olpe is doing a great job offensively and defensively crashing the boards. They've got five offensive rebounds along with four defensive.
Zeller up top the winners. Now left side to Heckman. Lob inside to Quaney. Turns and faces. Puts up a jumper. It's missed. Rebound to Damon Redeker.
Don't like that shot by Quaney. I think he just thought that being tall was going to mean he could make that basket. Turns and shoots. Doesn't really set his feet. Doesn't give himself a chance to even see the shot.
Redeker crosses over Zeller to get an open look. He leaves it short from the elbow jumper. Rebound back to Quaney. Under one here to play in the first quarter. The Eagles leading the Bearcats 10-6. Zeller at the point in the half court. Over to Dane Winters. Errant pass hit makes him pick up his dribble. Now to Quaney. Quaney lob inside to Noonan. Poked away by Holting, but back to Quaney. Quaney, 10-foot jumper, bricked off the left side. Rebound back to Damon Redeker. Redeker collecting a lot of rebounds here in this first quarter. 34 seconds to go for the Eagles.
11th rebound for Olpe overall to 4 for Burlingame.
Hines left wing. Now up top. Eagles look like they might be holding for one final shot. Hines over the Holting. 20 seconds on this first quarter clock. Holting's with 4 points. Damon Redeker with 6 points here for the Eagles. Looks like Damon Redeker's going to come up with the ball screen on Lance Noonan in the man-to-man defense. Holting back to Damon Redeker. Wide open right wing three. It's good. 4 seconds and counting. Bearcats going to try and get a desperation heat. Three-quarter court shot by Andrew Zeller's going to fall short. 7-point lead for the Opie Eagles. After 8 minutes of play, our score 13-6. Take a quick break. We'll have continued coverage of the Opie Substate Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Burlingame Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by Santa Fe Trail Collision Center, providing towing, free estimates, insurance claims beginning to end, bodywork, and glass repairs. Customer service is their priority. And Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat strong.
Opie Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Jeroen, 13-6, Opie leading Burlingame. Damon Redeker, 9 first quarter points. Damon Redeker really came alive last year in that state tournament to give the Eagles their first state championship in program history. The senior Damon Redeker looking poised to try and defend that title. Still by Eli Foraker, dribbles it off his foot. Going to be recovered by Derek Holting in the half court. Back to Foraker. Foraker down the corner to Truman Bailey. Bearcats going to need to get Lance Noonan involved. He was held scoreless in that first quarter. Jumper at the foul line by Derek Holting is good. Lead out to 9, 15-6 for Opie.
Derek's feeling it. Nothing else you can say about it. He's feeling it.
Burlingame trailed by as many as 7 against Madison on Thursday night before erasing that deficit with that 41-40 victory. Noonan at the foul line gets it poked away. It's on the floor and stolen away by Derek Holting. Fourth turnover now in the Burlingame. Holting now in the half court, dribbles to the left corner, picks up his dribble up top to Damon Redeker. Jumper at the foul line. Good. Damon Redeker feeling it. He's in double figures now with 11. Lead is 11, 17-6. 6:55 to play in the half.
Offensively speaking, Burlingame has got to slow down. They're just making too many little mistakes. You cannot do that against Opie.
Colby Middleton subbed out Trevor Quaney at the stoppage of the quarters, and Andrew Zeller trying to go to Matthew Heckman. Ball on the floor, stolen away by Damon Redeker. Right, 2-on-1 break. Redeker, European pro step off the left side of the glass, falls through. And Eric West, sensing the game kind of starting to get away from him, a 13-point advantage for the Eagles. I believe in a 13-0 run.
Yep.
As it was 6-6, Eric West taking a full timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second break with him. Opie leading Burlingame 19-6, 6.5 to play in the first half.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back to Opie High School Sub-State Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM. Seven sub-states in the classification going on here this evening. The sub-state in Burton being postponed tomorrow due to a large wildfire east of Hutchinson, Kansas. So prayers to those communities affected by that fire.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the contest tomorrow will begin at 1 o'clock. That's Little River and Gossel. So, you know, all those opponents that Opie faced in that championship run, whether it be Wichita Classical, Little River, or South Gray, they're all in those last 16 teams still battling out here in the Class 1A Division 1. Chris Hovestad in the ball game after that timeout taken by Eric West. Eagles leading things 19-6. Hovestad gets it stolen away by Truman Bailey. Sixth turnover now for Burlingame. Derek Holting hands it, or no, he'll look to drive, dribbles it to the corner, up top now to Blake Redeker. Blake Redeker at the foul line, skip to the corner of the 4-acre. 4-acre dribbling along the perimeter. Now to Blake Redeker in the left corner. Blake to the wing, defended by Andrew Zeller, and Zeller's going to pick up a foul. First foul of the ball game to Burlingame. Noonan and Winters back into the contest after that quick breather. So five on the floor for Burlingame. It's Noonan, Winters, Quaney, Hovestad, and Heckman. Five on the floor for the Eagles. Blake Redeker, Truman Bailey, Blake Skowski, Eli Foraker, and Derek Holting. Holting gets the inbound pass from Blake Redeker. 5:55 to play in the first half. Eagles leading 19-6. Blake Redeker at the point. One hand pass left wing to Truman Bailey. Bailey right side the 4-acre. 4-acre at the elbow. Now to Derek Holting. Holting at the foul line. Now right block. He'll be fouled on the shot attempt. He'll go to the line. Looking to add to his 6 points here early. Foul's going to go against Dane Winters. That's his first, team second. Derek Holting, 20 points on Thursday. Knocks down the first one. Damon Redeker back in the contest. He'll sub out 4-acre. Redeker
now
leading all scorers with 13.
Now a 14-0 run here for the Eagles.
Second one from Holting. Good.
Make it 15.
Darren Hines to the scorers table. He'll sub out Derek Holting. 21-6 our score. 5:39 to play in this first half.
So far, this has been a game of runs, and it's all been in Opie's favor as they used a 6-0 run to give them the lead that they've yet to give up. Now they're on a 15-0 run that's just extending that lead and putting all the pressure on Burlingame.
Hovestad left wing, the elbow. Heckman now right side, gets a ball screen from Quaney. Now to the left elbow, and in the corner to Hovestad. Hovestad finds Noonan at the foul line. Now back out to Heckman. Heckman driving baseline, throws up a shot. It's off the glass and good. Matthew Heckman will go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, breaking the scoreless drought for the Bearcats.
Bearcats have been to the line already for an old-fashioned. Missed on that opportunity. Going to try and make good on it this time.
Dedskowski back into the contest. He'll sub out his younger brother, Blake. Zeller back in there for the Bearcats. And Holting, after a quick breather, will sub out Blake Redeker.
I think Coach Schmidt bringing Ted back into this lineup because he realizes that Burlingame's starting to penetrate down low a little bit. He wants his muscle down there to kind of keep them out.
Heckman's free throw, no good. Rebound to Ted Skowski.
Got to make those.
Heckman leading the Bearcats in scoring with 6. Redeker, that's Damon in the half court. Against a man-to-man defense. He's on the right wing, picking up his dribble. We'll go to Derek Holting on the right wing. Gets a ball screen from Ted Skowski. Pick and roll. It's open. Ted on the right block. It's missed, but he is heavily fouled by Dane Winters. That'll be Dane's second, team's third.
Did you think when you're preparing for this game you would say those words, Dane Winters with a heavy foul on Ted Skalski?
Kind of had to do something. The Quaney came up to defend and kind of got out of position. It was a mismatch, and the Eagles played it perfectly. Ted missing the first free throw. 4:58 to play in the half, 21-8. Opie's advantage over Burlingame. Force the winner to advance out to Dodge City. Boys playing on Wednesday to begin the state tournament. Free throw good on the second try from Skalski. 14-point advantage for the Eagles. Winners in the half court. Now left side to Heckman. Up top to Zeller. Bounce pass from the post to Quaney. Fadeaways from the right block. Off the window and good. They need to get Quaney and Noonan involved heavily if they're going to overcome this 12-point deficit. Bailey, left side. Up top to Redeker.
That ends the 16-0 run.
Redeker fadeaway from the left side. Missed. Offensive board to Skalski. Up top to Holton. Eagles getting another shot on this possession. Right wing three from Bailey is missed. Rebound. Grabbed this time by the Bearcats, Matthew Heckman. We're going to have a carry at half court to Heckman. A turnover back to the Eagles. That's the seventh of the ball game for the Bearcats, I believe. They had 10 the entire contest against Madison. Eight of those came in the second half, but they were able to rally around those eight turnovers on that 41-40 victory against Madison. Redeker gets a ball screen from Holting at the elbow. Back up to Holting. Top of the key, three fired. It's off the mark to the left side. Rebound going to go in the hands of Quaney. Nearly stepping out of bounds, but finds Andrew Zeller. Zeller looking to push, catching the Eagles in transition, but he'll slow things down. Zeller defended by Darren Hines. Now right side to Heckman. Heckman guarded by Damon Redeker. Now Noonan, right corner. Noonan, pump fakes, nothing there. Now to Heckman. 3:40 to go in the first half. Eagles leading things 22-10. Zeller left wing. The Noonan at the left elbow cuts in. Nothing there. Now foul line to Quaney. Right side to Heckman. Heckman crossing over Damon Redeker. Dribbles it off his leg. And it'll go back to the Eagles. Eighth turnover to Burlingame. The Eagles doing an excellent job defending the post play. They're just kind of letting them, kind of a four-out offense.
Yeah.
And trying to let that get one pass in to have some, you know, cuts to the post. But the Eagles have denied that nearly the entirety of this ballgame. Redeker to Hines. Hines driving right baseline, picks up his dribble up top to Derek Holting. He's open at the top of the key, off the top of the back of the rim, top of the backboard, and it almost falls back through, but rims out, rebound to Burlingame. Eagles yet to hit a three. I think, what are they?
They have actually one.
Oh, one out of four.
One out of four.
That's right. Redeker had one there in the first quarter. Three by Heckman's no good, but offensive board to Winters in the left corner. He'll find Quaney nearly dribbling it out of bounds on the far sideline in front of that Opie student section.
That'll be just the second offensive board for Burlingame this ballgame.
Quaney up top to Zeller. Zeller elbow jumpers blocked by Truman Bailey, but coming back in is Andrew Zeller, and I think they're going to get Zeller with the foul. It looks like Redeker might have got it stolen away by Zeller, but that'll be a foul against Andrew. That's his second, team's fifth. So Zeller and Winters each with two fouls apiece. Eli Foraker back into the contest for Darren Hines. 2.5 to play in this first half. We'll have the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show upcoming at the conclusion of this first half. Skalski with it on the high right elbow, left side to Derek Holting. Holting right side to Foraker. Eli will look inside, find nobody, now to Bailey. Bailey finding Derek Holting. Holting driving baseline, defended by Noonan. Noonan defending him perfectly. He'll find Skalski now, Foraker right wing. Up top to Bailey. Bailey at the foul line, now left side Holting. Ball screen from Ted Skalski, now right elbow to Derek Holting. Nice cut by Ted, unable to knock down the block shot, but collecting the offensive rebound and scoring his 15th point of the ball game, Damon Redeker. Eagles lead 24-10, 1:45 to play in the half.
Only 9 points Redeker has not scored thus far.
Heckman over right side Winters. They'll lob it in to Quaney. Quaney going up and under. Up top, Heckman. Ball fake. Now up top, the Winters. Winters finding Quaney on the left elbow. Jumper there is short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Foraker. It'll stay with the Bearcats. Blake Skalski will sub out Ted Skalski.
Burlingame, they start to get into a pretty solid offensive set, and then they just kind of start rushing shots. Like right there, Trevor Quaney, I think he was a little out of position to take that jumper. He could have driven in.
Heckman, left corner to Dane Winters, three is well long. Rebound to Quaney. Quaney's putback is blocked by Blake Skowski. We're going to say Blake had too much contact. That'll be Blake Skowski's first, team sixth. Quaney at the line for two foul shots. Quaney with 4 points here this evening. He had 14 in the victory over Madison on Thursday. 1,000-point score knocks down the first one.
That was a line drive free throw.
You know, Opie's doing a pretty good job of rebound against Burlingame. They out-rebounded Madison 31-17 in that victory as the second one falls through for Quaney.
Out-rebounding Burlingame 14-9 thus far in the first half.
Damon Redeker with it in the half court. 108 to play in the half. Now Holting driving left baseline, gets it blocked out of bounds by Noonan. Eagles will inbound underneath the bucket. Damon Redeker will inbound, gets it from the official. Lob up top to Blake Skowski on the elbow. Defended by Quaney. Picks up his dribble, finding Foraker now on the wing. Back to the corner to Damon Redeker. Redeker to the elbow, trying to thread the needle to Eli Foraker in the right corner, but the pass goes out of bounds.
It's a smart play, but I don't think it was one that everybody knew was coming there. It seemed to me like Redeker was maybe trying to force that one. He got cut off, and he was trying to find something. Thought Foraker might be there, but just threw it about 2 inches too far.
Zeller at the point. Gets a ball screen from Trevor Quaney. Now in the corner, gets a pass knocked out of bounds by Truman Bailey. 38.9 seconds on the clock. Ted Skowski back to the scorer's table. He'll sub out Blake. I don't think Chris Schmidt liked his defense against Trevor Quaney. Quaney had a pretty good look, but they weren't able to find him. Zeller inbounding in the far corner. Goes in the Winters. Lob inside to Quaney. On the backside, Noonan's open. Quaney puts it on the floor. It's still loose, and they'll tie up and into the hands of Damon Redeker. Now outlet pass to Derek Holting. Holting, the Foraker. Foraker thought about it, and Zeller comes into him, picks up his third foul, team's fifth. A good ball fake, pump fake by Eli Foraker to get Zeller to leave his feet, and he dribbled right into him. So Zeller to the bench. He'll be subbed out by 6 foot junior Colby Middleton. Darren Hines back into the contest. He'll sub out Ted Skowski. Ethan Redeker also in there for the Eagles. Ethan, the 5'5 sophomore. Eagles nearly had six players out there.
Yeah, Eli Foraker didn't know.
Chris Schmidt working in some new rotations. The kid's just not used to being subbed out by certain kids, I guess.
You could hear Coach yelling at him, Eli, get off the court.
13 seconds and counting here in the first half. Eagles have doubled up the Bearcats so far with a 24-12 lead. Holting off the window and good on the dribble drive. Noonan gets it and will not get a shot up. It's nearly stolen away by Damon Redeker. One half gone by. Opie leading Burlingame 26-12. We'll take a quick break. Get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Tally our stats. Say hello to our sponsors. But the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show starts now.